looking again at His Majesty and how He doesn't think the way we do, I tripped over 25 references to how much more in regard to the way God wants to give to us. How much more does He want to bestow His goodness upon us? How much more does He want to give good gifts to us? How much more? God is a giver. He's the giver of all givers. He gives above and beyond to those who deserve nothing but wrath and judgment. He gave His only Son. How much more? There has to be a paradigm shift in our thinking when we become Christians, you know. Julian of Norwich said it this way: everything that is beneath God, everything that is less than God, is not good enough for us. We have to fight ourselves to possess this truth, because anything less than Him will never satisfy us, no matter what we may think. Lord of Thy goodness, give me Thyself, for anything less would not be worthy of Thee. Nothing that is made can compare with the uncreated magnificence of God. We have to fight against our soul's inclination to find security in the things of this world. We have to do violence to ourselves if we're to come into what Jesus won for us on the cross. Our value systems must change, because His are completely other than ours. Take a look at this: privacy, material success, convenience, comfort. That's what the world strives for. Openness and authenticity, sacrifice, love, discomfort. That's what the kingdom stands for. Which one are you currently striving after? God wants you in the latter, of course, where your life is open and authentic, where you love as He does and give without counting the costs, because you know His resources are limitless. It's that word again, limitless. Can't get our heads round it, can we? The way He thinks and He plans for eternity. I saw a stately Lord seated in His regal chamber. Before Him stood a lowly manservant, respectful and waiting to do his Lord's will. The servant waited a long time, and it was clear that he felt nothing but love for his Lord. Oddly, he was dressed in clothes that were scanty and worn almost to rags, filthy with grime and sweat. And then the Lord leaned forward and spoke something private to the servant, and the servant rushed from the Lord's presence as fast as he could run. Jesus stands before the Father, clothed in the filthy, sweaty rags of Adam's flesh, eager to perform the will of his Father in the redemption of mankind. He made us to be His alone. He intends we have no higher allegiance to anything that is less than Himself. I salute His Majesty.